Welcome back to the program. Jacob Bunn along with David Sears for our final show before the Christmas holiday. I want to wish everyone out there a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Been a great year, and we'll talk a little bit about something we're going to do.
It's been a great year for Auburn fans. I don't know so much about Alabama
fans. It's been
a
great year of sports, and we're going to talk a little bit later about something we're doing to review the year in sports. Not a whole lot going on. Troy, local team, beat Ohio 48-21 in the New Orleans Bowl, as if anybody cared or anybody watched. Both Alabama and Auburn returned to practice. Auburn's practice, according to Charles Goldberg, was less than sharp, but they should be back on the right track soon enough. Mike Leach is thought of the most popular candidate to take the Maryland job after Ralph Regan was fired. But, you know, you don't ever count out. Everybody said Dan Mullen was going to get the Florida job, and that didn't happen. So you got to be careful about just assuming that a coach is going to get hired.
A lot of this apparently has to deal with the Under Armour contract that Maryland has. A current alum of Maryland owns Under Armour and is a big Mike Leach fan. Mike Leach, of course, was responsible for Under Armour coming to Texas Tech, and Texas Tech being a big Under Armour supporter. Leach did have a great graduation rate. At Texas Tech, I believe he was number one in the nation for graduation rate. So you know he will actually take care of the academic side, which a lot of people are saying is part of the reason why the president is balking at hiring Leach. I mean, Leach is an acquired taste. He's an acquired taste.
Yeah, he's an interesting person, but a good coach. And I think he'd be a good fit for Maryland, especially after enduring 10 years of Ralph Regan. But give Regan credit. He brought Maryland above where it was before him, but not very much further. Sports by Brooks wrote a piece Friday evening in which he claims, he being Brooks, that he has found a link between Auburn Athletics and the FBI investigation into political corruption. You may, of course, remember the TMZ report that had Milton McGregor, prominent Auburn booster, said that the FBI asked him questions concerning the Cam Newton situation.
He did get the waiver to attend the BCS game.
He got the waiver yesterday, reported by TheBayall.com, that he did, in fact, get a pass, as he is facing 286 years worth of prison and $4.5 million in fines. So, but he is going to get to go see his beloved Tigers, for which he pulls so hard and pays so high. Excuse me. But he's going to get to go out to Glendale, so that warms my heart, and as I'm sure it does yours, that he is going to get to make the trip. A report came out yesterday by ESPN from Joe Shad and said Nick Saban is cautioning his juniors, right, about entering the NFL draft because of the labor situation. That's a big topic of conversation. I hope I can get a guess on to discuss that intelligently, but just give us your thoughts on the whole labor situation, and if you were a junior, you know, how you would view the upcoming situation.
Well, I have been saying this. I'd said that the labor unrest would affect the underclassmen declaring. I really think that if you are a junior, it would be very smart for you to come back because you're not guaranteed the big money, and you would have possibly, if they do get a labor agreement worked out, it's probably not going to happen until the season's already started. Now, you hear Mel Kiper Jr., Adam Schefter, and John Clayton all saying that there will be a labor deal worked out. It'll probably be an 11th hour type thing, probably a late June, early July, right before training camps start.
Do you take the risk, though, is the question?
Well, you would have to you'd sign with an agent. Your agent would basically have to support you until he could get money because they're not allowed to negotiate contracts until they have a labor deal in place. Because, let's face it, if you don't
would
have the season...
Well, yeah, would that be, if you were a junior, put yourself in Julio Jones' shoes, would that be enough guarantee to take the leap, or would you say staying around, you know, college football, you'd be able to practice and keep your body in shape regardless come out next year?
I think it would be a smart thing to stay in school. I think, yeah, you could risk injury, but you know what? You could risk injury just driving a car on the interstate. So it's going to be interesting. I think most juniors will still come out because the money will be too much, to quote somebody from a school.
Who said that?
To a coach's wife.
Cam?
Megan
Mullen joins us. Sorry.
I do not see most juniors staying in. The money, people want to do the money.
All right. The bowl season has officially begun, and as I mentioned, BYU knocked off UTEP.
Go Cougars. I enjoyed that game.
Did you really? That's right.
I love the Cougars. I had fun watching that, had the over, and had BYU minus 11.5.
I've always wondered something, Sears. You're BYU. You like BYU. When they give out ticket allotments to families, do they give one for every wife or just one?
Wow.
Northern Illinois knocked off Fresno State. I mean, these games, who cares? And tonight, Louisville will play Southern Miss.
And I would watch it and just for the
I'm going to take out the trash instead of watching this game.
There may be a brawl factor. That's why I'm watching. Did you not hear what? They had a dance-off competition escalated into a near brawl. So they apparently danced too well, and it became very aggressive, and they got very close to fight. It's similar to the food fight situation last year between Arkansas and who was in the Liberty Bowl with Arkansas, but the CUSA champion last year,
East Carolina.
There was a food fight that escalated into a near brawl situation. So apparently, the CUSA members like to fight.
Well, we'll leave that where it is. But let's get into breaking down these matchups, and we're going to skip a good many of these games because they really just aren't going to be of interest to anybody. But we'll start with the Champ Sports Bowl from Orlando, Florida, the same field that Alabama and Michigan State will be playing on.
The newly field turf.
Well, that's good, considering the
abomination last year where you could kick up six yards of turf if you slid.
Who do you like between North Carolina State and West Virginia?
I think I chose West Virginia in the bowl pick'em. I just think they're playing for Stewart. It's his last year, basically.
I like West Virginia in that one as well. A good matchup. I'm going to be intrigued to see Iowa. I had Iowa in the national championship game before the season.
I've got Missouri smoking Iowa. I've got Missouri just obliterating. I think Iowa is just an embarrassment. I think they've quit, and I just think they want to get their bowl swag and go home.
I'm gonna take Iowa myself, just simply, I guess, out of sentimental reasons, because I did pick them to go to the national championship. My national championship before the season was Iowa and Florida.
I had Alabama and Ohio State.
Well, I mean, at least you have a team in the BCS and in the Capital One Bowl. Iowa and Florida, that's pretty bad. North Carolina and Tennessee, SEC gets rolling in the Music City Bowl on the 30th.
I think Tennessee can catch North Carolina. I think Tennessee started clicking there towards the end of the year, and I really think they will upset North Carolina. I believe North Carolina is the favorite.
But yeah, I'm going to take Tennessee as well.
I disagree with everyone saying that Dooley is not going to be successful at Tennessee. I think Dooley will be successful. I think he's got a good lineage, both biologically and both coaching tree-wise.
He's got plenty of help or plenty of upbringing both places. Miami-Notre Dame, the Sun Bowl on New Year's Eve.
Give me the convicts of Miami to beat the Catholics of Notre Dame.
Notre Dame, boy, they've been in the news for everything unrelated to sports lately. It's unfortunate for the program, but you know, maybe if they join a conference, they would improve their lot in a number of different areas. But I'm going to take Miami as well. I just think they have more talent, and Notre Dame, I think they're slow. All teams in the Midwest as slow, but they are.
I don't think Brian Kelly's system is going to work in a major conference setting. I just don't think you can do it. I mean, if you do, it takes a special quarterback like a Tim Tebow or a Cam Newton. Unless you find a special quarterback to run that system, I just think it's going to be a MAC system and it'll just go to obscurity.
The Liberty Bowl features, and boy, you talk about uninteresting, but features Central Florida and Georgia this year. Georgia, possibly the best 6-6 team out there. Central Florida, though, excited
Central
to be there.
Central Florida has been a dominant CUSA champ. I really like them. I definitely would take Central Florida over the Georgia Bulldogs.
Yeah, I'm going to take Georgia. But I do agree with you. Central Florida has definitely been on a roll as of late. Florida State is against South Carolina in Atlanta. South Carolina again in Atlanta. Maybe Ellis Johnson will come and show up to the game this time with his defense.
It's going to be a difficult game. I mean,
no Hail Marys at the end of the first half.
It'll be interesting to see if they can rebound from the embarrassment that they had. Right now, I don't think Christian Ponder is 100%, so I'm going to take Steven Garcia and Marcus Lattimore running the ball over 50 times. That will be the key. Steven Garcia throws less than 20, and Marcus Lattimore runs about 40 times.
Well, I've heard most people say that Florida State's going to destroy him. I'm with you. I think South Carolina shows up and gets the job done. I don't see why everyone seems to think Florida State's going to run roughshod over him. Northwestern Texas Tech, the Ticket City Bowl in Dallas. That's what they're calling it.
It's where it's in the Cotton Bowl.
Is it the Alamo Bowl?
No. It's in the Cotton Bowl. They wanted to have a bowl there, even though it's a dilapidated stadium. It's the Legion Field of Dallas.
Right.
But they wanted to have a bowl there, so they're playing it, and they got a sponsor. I like Northwestern. I think Northwestern has got a good program going, and I just think Tommy Tuberville took a team that was going to be very successful under Mike Leach this year, and he ran it into the ground.
I have to agree with you on that last part, but I'm going to take Texas Tech in the game. I think they will get the job done. But it should be a good game. I do think Northwestern shows up to play when they each and every game. Florida in Penn State in the Outback Bowl on ABC, 1 o'clock Central.
Chomp.
Yeah, no doubt. We both saw Penn State play in person in September. And
Florida has a decent defense, which I think will give Penn State all the trouble they can handle.
Right.
It's will they be able to amount anything on offense, which I think they will against Penn State's defense.
And moving on to the Capital One Bowl, no introduction needed here. It's Alabama playing, very disappointed Alabama team, playing Michigan State, Saban's old squad, or not old squad, but old program under Mark D'Antonio now. Who do you like?
I believe the line's 10.5 for Bama. I'd take the plus and
way
a half
too much
for Michigan State, but I'd take Bama to win a close one.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think Alabama will eke it out, but I think didn't Michigan State. I think one of their key, and I know I should know this, but one of their key receivers was recently injured.
Yes, he is out for the game.
So I think that might play a factor in their offense. So I do like Alabama to win the game, but I don't think it'll be that convincing. Gator Bowl, Michigan versus Mississippi State.
Give me Dan Mullen destroying Michigan.
Really?
I think Michigan's defense will be exposed against Mississippi State's offense. I think Mississippi State has a decent defense. They will be able to contain Shoelace. And if they decide to throw out Forcier, I think they can take Forcier. So I don't think Michigan will do well, and I think this is the end of the Rich Rod era. It will go out on
it
a loss.
It is that.
And we will see the fighting Harbaughs of Michigan emerging very shortly after the Orange Bowl victory for Stanford.
I'm going to take Michigan slightly. I like Michigan, but I like it by a slight margin. I think Mississippi State will be happy to be there, but I don't know that they'll show up for the game. Wisconsin-TCU in the Rose Bowl game presented by Vizio. You know, I it's just name your score. I don't think they'll score in the 80s or anything like they have done this year, but I think Wisconsin's going to do a number on TCU.
I don't think it'll be a number, but I think it'll be a pretty good game, but I do like Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of doing a number on someone, how about New Year's night? Everyone gets to see the same game. It's Oklahoma and Connecticut. I kid you not, folks. Oklahoma and Connecticut. It is a BCS game.
Connecticut, who has $2.5 million worth of unsold tickets because no one wants to go from UConn to Arizona to see them get destroyed by Oklahoma. I think Oklahoma wins by minimum 28.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think...
Yeah, I like Oklahoma. Huge.
The Big Ten will say, you get to send a Big East champion who has 4 losses, and we had to send our co-champion to the Capital One.
Discover Orange Bowl. Virginia Tech is playing Stanford in that one. That's a pretty good matchup.
That's going to be a really good game. I think it's probably the best bowl game outside of the national championship game. Give me the Stanford Fighting Harbaughs over Hokie 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 High.
I'm going to take Virginia Tech in that one. I do like Stanford. I like the way Andrew Luck leads that team, but I am going to take Virginia Tech. I think Frank Beamer's done a good job. He's had a very, very slow start to the year with the embarrassment of losing to James Madison, of course getting beat by Boise State, but I think he turned it around. They turned it around and really played well.
Bigger embarrassment
down the straight.
Bigger disappointment, losing to James Madison or knowing that you'd be a top 5 team if you had beaten James Madison?
I'm going to have to go with the second one because I don't think really anybody remembers that they lost to James Madison without without recapping the season. Arkansas plays Ohio State, and to me, the most intriguing BCS game outside of the championship game, that's on the 4th of January that night.
Remember.
Who do you like?
Fun little stat. Ohio State, 0-9 against the SEC in bowls. I like that stat going to 0-10. I think Ryan Mallett and the option or the spread attack of Bobby Petrino's offense will take out the Ohio State Suckeyes. I just don't think the Ohio State will be able to match up a very well-clicking offense. I think they had two games where they were not able to click, and that was against Bama, and then Mallett gets knocked out against Auburn. I think Mallett stays in against Auburn. That game's a whole different story.
Yeah.
Give me the Cardinal taking out half that stadium, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe even 65 to 70%.
I think more, yeah. I'm going to go with Arkansas as well. Not big on picking Ohio State against the SEC in bowl games because it hasn't happened. But I do think that this is a good chance for Ohio State to finally get the monkey off of their proverbial back. But I just like Arkansas. I think Nile Davis has shown them another dimension in the running game that has just been spectacular. That game against LSU, that was something else. The way they get it out there to win, and they didn't just win. They won by a pretty impressive margin when you consider the opponent. So I like Arkansas in that game. January 7th, last year's national championship game was on the 7th. Now the national championship game has been pushed back to the 10th. Why don't they just put it in August so we can just start the next year with a national championship game? But no, on the 7th, Texas A&M is playing LSU.
I like
on the Cotton Bowl.
The Cajun Kitties. I think their defense is good enough to slow down Texas A&M's offense with Mike Sherman. I Les Miles, it's so much fun to watch his games because you never know what he's going to do.
Right.
So I'm going to say Les Miles leads them to victory over the Aggies of
right.
A&M.
Well, I like LSU in this one big, and I think Texas A&M did a great job to salvage their season and get to the Cotton Bowl, but I still like LSU to win that game. And then here locally in Birmingham, otherwise we wouldn't be giving this game the time of day, but Pittsburgh without a coach, Kentucky without a quarterback, who does not lose this game?
I'm going to probably say Pittsburgh. Cincinnati's got it going on. I think they'll be able to win.
I'm going to take Kentucky. I don't know why. I guess they always tend to favor the SEC when it's a toss-up, is just because of the strength of the conference, but again, it could go either way. And that completes the 2010-2011 bowl season. And of course, we will have extensive coverage of the BCS championship game between the Ducks of Oregon and the Tigers of Auburn leading up to that January 10th contest. And we'll make our picks a little bit later on for that one. Quickly, before we go, if you have, we want to put together the top 10, what Bun Sports is trying to do. Has put together the top a list of the top 10 sports moments of 2010 for the end of the year. Will be released sometime next week.
Is it just college or is it?
No, it's anything.
It's all sports.
Anything, any memorable moment, and it doesn't have to be positive. It doesn't have to be negative. It just has to be a memorable moment. You can email it to us. Mail@bunsports.com is the email address you want to send it to. Sears and I will think of some, and hopefully next week we'll bring up some on the show, but we will unveil that as we get closer to New Year's on this program, and we'll have it written out for you on the website as well. But the top 10 sports memorable moments, if you give us some ideas, we will put them into a ranking order and honorable mentions and so forth. So just something fun to do for the end of the year, because there, if you think about it, you say hi, it becomes a full list quickly. It really does. But anyway, that's something we will get to in the next week or so. But y'all have a great Christmas. Merry Christmas to all. And we will be returning
next
before
week.
You want us to.